Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Because Doctor Who is an amazing show, every actor who leaves will probably regret saying goodbye in some small way. But there are a few who've gone down on record as feeling the loss a lot more than most. Let's take a look. I'm Will for Who Culture, and here are 8 actors who regretted leaving Doctor Who. 8. Elizabeth Sladen. During her initial run in the classic series, Elizabeth Sladen worked with 2 Doctors over a 3-year period, appearing in 4 separate seasons to boot. She became a fan favourite, an important part of the show, and an icon in her own right. Because of how well her tenure was received, Sladen felt quite fulfilled when the time came for her to move on, and was pleased with what she'd managed to achieve. However, she did feel a touch of regret. In one interview from the 1980s, Sladen talks about how her Doctor Who exit was entirely her decision, and how she was pleased that none of the BBC higher-ups gave her, quote, a quiet push. At the same time, she also said that she felt regret about leaving, presumably because part of her wanted to stick with the show for even longer. With hindsight, we now know that Sladen's relationship with Doctor Who was far from over. She even ended up getting her own spin-off. But back then, she probably thought she was done for good, so it's no surprise she felt a small twinge of regret. 7. Sylvester McCoy. On the opposite side of things, Sylvester McCoy's Doctor Who exit was something that he didn't get to decide for himself. Instead, the show was cancelled and he effectively found himself without a job. But even though he had no say in the matter, McCoy still feels deep regret over everything that happened around that time. Due to several factors, including falling ratings, Doctor Who was taken off the air in 1989, through no fault in the actors. In fact, the show had started to improve in quality since the Colin Baker years, and it really felt like McCoy had hit his stride when the BBC suddenly pulled the plug. And this is precisely why he feels regret over the premature end of his tenure, saying, "My 3rd season was great, and I think if we'd gone into a 4th season, it might have been really great. But we didn't, and life is full of regrets." 6. Matt Smith. Matt Smith's 11th Doctor spent the second half of his final series travelling the universe with companion Clara Oswald, played by Jenna Coleman. It was a typically friendly Doctor-companion dynamic, albeit one with a lot of tension bubbling beneath the surface, mainly on the Doctor's part. He couldn't trust her because he didn't know who she really was, a mystery that wasn't resolved until the series finale, The Name of the Doctor, which revealed Clara's impossible girl backstory. The 11th Doctor regenerated a couple of episodes later, which, from Smith's point of view, was a bit of a shame, because he wishes he'd got to spend more time with Coleman by doing an extra series of the show. At New York Comic Con in 2016, Smith stated that one of his great regrets is that he left Doctor Who without getting to do a full series with Coleman. Remember, it was only half a series they got together at the end of Series 7. Seeing as Eleven and Clara were a fun pair, it would have been nice to see them get a complete series set after the conclusion of the Impossible Girl arc. Who knows, maybe on Big Finish. 5. Peter Davison. In what is a rare situation for the majority of Doctors, Peter Davison bowed out on what might be his very best story. 1984's The Caves of Androzani is a perennial classic, and even though ending on a high note is good, it's a shame that he regenerated at the exact same time his era peaked in quality. Depending on your stance, then, Davison's exit can either be viewed as timely or wasteful, and it seems like the actor himself may lean towards the latter. Over the years, Davison has expressed regret at not doing an extra season of the show. Even though he set himself a 3-year limit when he first signed up, he wasn't so certain when the time came to actually regenerate, and due to the strength of some of his latter stories, he came very close to sticking with Doctor Who for another year. Now, while it does have its moments, the Colin Baker era is a low point for Classic Who, so it definitely would have been interesting to see how things went if Davison had held on just a little bit longer. If The Caves of Androzani is any indication, then a fourth season of The Fifth Doctor would have turned out really well. 4. Lala Ward. A companion to the Fourth Doctor towards the end of his run, Lala Ward played the Time Lady Romana, from 1979's Destiny of the Daleks to 1981's Warrior's Gate. Like most Doctor Who stars, the decision to leave was entirely her own, with Ward informing producer John Nathan Turner that she wanted to exit in the middle of her next season, which was a choice that he completely supported. However, when the time came to actually sign off for good, Ward began to regret her decision, even to the extent that she began absolutely hating her final story. She said, "I absolutely loathed Warrior's Gate because it was my last one. I felt particularly regretful. I'd become so very close to the show. Now, Warrior's Gate is actually a pretty good serial, which Ward does also acknowledge, but you can understand her emotions here. Imagine if you had the best party of your life, and afterwards you were banned from having any more parties in the future. You'd still have a great last hurrah, but you'd probably hate it at the same time." 3. Christopher Eccleston. We've all heard the stories about how Christopher Eccleston felt drained after working on Doctor Who, and it feels fair to say that, overall, the production of his sole series was a negative experience for him. But even in spite of this, there were still elements of positivity to be found. Eccleston loved playing the Ninth Doctor, something he recently reiterated when it was announced he'd be returning to the role for Big Finish. He found joy in this character, and despite certain other factors leading to a poor time on set, he actually came to regret the fact he didn't get a second series. In 2016, he said it was tragic that he didn't get to do more with the role, and that he harbours some regrets about the early end of his tenure, because he believes that his performance would have only improved if he'd continued for a second series. Instead, David Tennant was cast as the 10th Doctor, and ended up being fantastic, but it does sting a little that we missed out on a bit more on-screen Eccleston. 2. Paul McGann. While Paul McGann didn't have any say at all when it came to the end of his Doctor Who tenure, he still has some regrets about how the whole situation went down. Easily one of the most underappreciated Doctors of all time, seriously, that outfit is a work of art, McGann's stint behind the TARDIS controls lasted for just a single television movie, which, due to some low ratings, was not picked up for a full series. It was an unfortunate turn of events, and while McGann did nothing wrong, he still feels regretful about the premature end of his Doctor Who era, and in a chat with The Independent, he unabashedly admitted that continuing to play the Eighth Doctor would have had a very lucrative impact on his career. He said, "Doctor Who could have been very different. I would have been there for 5 or 6 years, and I would have earned a shitload of dough. Life wouldn't have been the same, but it didn't happen." However, the 1996 TV movie wasn't the end of McGann's Doctor Who career. He starred in his own 50th anniversary mini-episode, as well as appearing in countless Big Finish audio dramas. Still, it's hard not to feel a little sorry for him, considering that this role of a lifetime was cut short due to factors outside his control. 1. Billy Piper. Billy Piper returns to Doctor Who a number of times after her initial 2006 exit. The actress played Rose in the 2008 series finale and 2010's The End of Time Part 2, before playing a different character, The Moment, in 2013's The Day of the Doctor. She's also done lots of Big Finish audio dramas over the last several years, making it clear that she really loves Doctor Who, and that she's really enjoyed getting to explore Rose over such a long period of time. The easy paychecks probably don't hurt either. Unsurprisingly then, for someone who finds great joy in the Doctor Who world, the actress was somewhat regretful over her decision to leave the show in 2006. In an interview from that same year, she confessed that she misses Rose desperately, and that she's jealous that she's no longer a part of the Doctor Who machine. Then, in early 2007, she admitted that leaving could still turn out to be a really bad choice, adding that her Doctor Who exit was partly because she wanted to try new things. In hindsight, it obviously wasn't a bad choice. Again, she returned to Doctor Who many more times, and has starred in various acclaimed projects over the last 10 years. But still, Piper clearly struggled with her decision to leave the Hooniverse behind.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.